obvious to her that there had to be something there, people and events, that had helped make her the woman she was, but try as she might to recall them, they were lost to her. That terrible day she stole the boxes for the sisters, she had promised herself that some day she would find the truth of who she was, and she would be free. When Sister Ulysia knocked a third time, a muffled voice came from inside.
"I heard you."
It was a man's voice. His bare feet thumped down wooden stairs.
"I'll be right there. A moment, please."
His annoyance at having been awakened in the middle of the night was layered over with forced deference to potential customers. Sister Ulysia turned a sullen look on Kaelin. "You know that we have business here." She lifted a cautionary finger before Kaelin's face. "Don't you even think of giving us any trouble, or you'll get what you got the last time." Kaelin swallowed at the reminder. "Yes, Sister Ulysia." "Toby had better have gotten us a room," Sister Cecilia complained. "I'm in no mood to be told the place is full." "There will be room," Sister Armina said with soothing assurance, cutting off Sister Cecilia's habit of always assuming the worst. Sister Armina wasn't older, like Sister Cecilia, but nearly as young and attractive as Sister Ulysia. To Kaelin, though, their looks were insignificant in light of their inner nature. To Kaelin, they were vipers.